Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Life Coach Chat here on Life Coach Radio Network of Blog Talk Radio. I'm Andrea Ruckelman, and today's episode is Creating Opportunity in the Face of Adversity. Even in the most difficult times, such as a loss of life or relationship, maybe your job, your home, even a piece of you that you felt you used to have that you don't have anymore but you want back, there really are so many possibilities there. So today we're going to tackle the topic of healing those emotional pains of facing adversity and seeing how you can actually create so many possibilities and opportunities. Before I introduce myself tonight, I'd like to introduce my co-host. First, we have Leanne Parsons, who's the Walk Your Talk coach. Hello and good evening, Leanne.
Good evening, Andrea. Thanks for having me here tonight.
I'm really excited to work with you again. And for those of you listening, let me give you a little bit of background on Leanne. She's not only what we call the Walk Your Talk coach, but she is the CEO of La Dolce Vita Coaching. As a former homeschool mom, she's a devoted warrior wife, a faithful friend, a small business owner, and most recently, a new nester. She has walked through this life one step at a time. Leanne understands the challenges, fears, and insecurities that each one of us can face as we journey through the many seasons of life. As a life empowerment coach, Leanne has a desire to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as you boldly let go of all those obstacles that you hold on to and you fully embrace the life you were created to live. I just love what Leanne does, and I just enjoy the time that I've worked with her. And so tonight I'm really looking forward to this. And as a first-time co-host with Leanne and myself is Mike Giassi. Hello, Mike. Thanks for joining with us tonight.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's really great to be here.
So Mike, he coaches people around career, health, and wellness. He himself has lost over 60 pounds and stopped drinking with the help of many holistic practitioners through diet and simple exercises. He helps others explore the possibility of what an alcohol-free life has to offer. He coaches executives, undergraduates, and graduate students on identifying and achieving career, family, wellness, and life goals. He is a non-for-profit community volunteer, and he provides seminars on career and financial budgeting to individuals who are experiencing difficulties in those areas. I'm very impressed on all the different things that Mike does, not only really going through experiences himself, but also giving back to the community. So I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to work with him tonight and hear what he has to share with all of us on our topic. And lastly, again, I am Andrea Ruckelman. I started New Perspectives Communications after years of witnessing the effects of reactive business cultures. That reactive business culture resulted in abusive, retaliatory behavior. So I like to work with companies to help transform their reactive culture into a responsive one where leaders inspire, employees grow, and the company's profitability increases. But I don't only partner with companies. I also partner with individuals who want a new perspective on how they communicate with others, as well as themselves. And just a little bit of fun tidbits about me. I'm an avid runner. I love snowboarding. I'm slowly progressing in my golf game, and I do mean slowly. And I'm almost willing to take on any physical challenge with my next thought of learning how to surf, and windsurf is what's on my list of goals. So if you feel that you are stuck and want to receive some advice, or maybe you have a story that you want to share on how you took some of those steps to face some of those adversities and finding the opportunities it created for you, we would love to hear from you. So please call in at 646 716-9397. We are also trying to run a live feed on our Twitter, so if you have any what I like to call tweetable moments tonight, use the hashtag #FacingAdversity and share some of those thoughts, and hopefully we'll get those on the air. And you could also, if you have an account through Blog Talk Radio, you could always get online and chat with us through our chat room. So let's get into our topics. The most interesting thing that we're facing here in the state of New Jersey, where I am and Mike also is basically almost our entire state is in a state of emergency for tornado warnings. And Leanne, who is over in New Mexico, is dealing with things of wildfires that have been out of control for quite a few weeks. So the first thing I want us to take a look at and talk about is what happens with adversity when you lose your home, your property. And it's not because of anything that you decided to sell and get rid of, but it's because of things that were out of your control, like Mother Nature, or maybe even a repossession. Anything that you look at as having that loss of what was once yours, how do you find yourself dealing with this situation? Do you feel victim to what is going on? Or do you see that there are opportunities out there and what you are learning today is something you could take going forward? So I'd like to turn to Mike to kick this off tonight and let him share with us some of his thoughts on that adversity issues and what people can do to take certain steps and how to cope with and move forward to progress. Mike?
Yeah, it's a great topic and very relevant to what we're experiencing here in New Jersey and other parts of the country. I live down in the Jersey Shore in the Spring Lake area, so was right in the midst of the devastation that Sandy left behind. And the opportunity that I found was really focused on how to give back and how to help rebuild. And in that process, I did a lot of volunteering at food banks, and where these food banks were put in place temporarily to help provide food and water to food, water, and clothing, actually, to people whose homes and lives are completely devastated. So for me, I was out of electricity for about 2 weeks and had some water in my basement. And what I did at that particular point was really looked how fortunate I was, given all the devastation that was around me, and took the opportunity to really give back. The other thing we did, which was amazing, we had some unbelievable moments with my son, because we had no lights, so we had to be very creative in terms of what we did to entertain ourselves. And what we found ourselves doing was playing games and doing things in the house and doing things together that we would have never done together, because he had no video games, so we had to be really creative with regard to entertaining ourselves. And we went back to the basics and went back to kind of, a more simple life for a while. And, really looked at how thankful we were that it wasn't as bad as what other people were experiencing. So we were very grateful. And at the same time, we gave back. And the moments that we gave back were the moments that were really, really special and felt really good and healed any pain we were feeling during that particular time.
And Mike, during that experience, there was a lot of devastation here in New Jersey, and a lot of people lost their homes. And as you were walking around and giving back to your community, what types of things would you talk to those who felt that they were at a loss? How would you put them at ease to really see that there is an opportunity, even though you've lost everything that you felt meant so much to you?
It's pretty interesting because the human spirit is so strong and so powerful. And one interesting thing is people really, really supported each other. And, the conversations were around, what what other people were doing given their particular set of circumstances, and just encouraging people, letting them know that everything was going to be okay, and really helping them move forward to the next steps. I know one person that lost everything in their house, including a safe with $10,000 in it. And we had conversations, and that was basically their life savings. And we had conversations about how lucky they were that they weren't in the house, and that there was no loss of lives, and that, in fact, they came out of that set of circumstances very lucky. So really discussions around, you know, kind of looking at the glass half full, which oftentimes in the face of adversity isn't the easiest thing to do. But when you reframe your life and realize that things could have been much worse, it is very empowering and uplifting. And when people know they have others to, you know, others around them to support them, they feel a lot better around the circumstances.
Right. And it's true. I mean, the sense of community sometimes is really a healing effort that people put forth. When you see those that come to your need and help out, neighbors helping neighbors. For me, in that experience, as I said, being here in New Jersey, going back to my hometown that I hadn't been in over 18 years to just help out and see people that I had known growing up, when those who were coming to receive the donations, just to hear their stories, and they didn't even care about the loss they had themselves. They wanted to see what they could do for others. And it was really about that strong sense of community, tying people together. It wasn't about wallowing in the suffering of what we both lost, but it was really about, look at what we can do to help each other, how strong we are together. And looking at that opportunity of seeing how it brought people together, it didn't divide them, it brought them together as a team. Now, Leanne, you are going through some of the similar situations, but in a completely different way. Wildfires are what your neighbors are facing, and loved ones, and loss. And they can't even go back to the land that was there because the houses have been burned down. Now, that must be very tough for some of those people. What would you say to them to let them get past that what do I do now stage?
Wow, Andrea, that is such a beautiful, loaded question. And, you know, with the devastation that a wildfire can bring, it is very shocking, and it zaps your system with a total unexpected. You know, when you have a tornado and that kind of thing going on, oftentimes you have some warning. And for some of these folks, they had moments before their houses caught on fire, or they had to evacuate a barn full of animals and get them out into safety. And so there wasn't a lot of warning. And when I think of adversity, Einstein said it really well. He said, adversity introduces a man to himself. And so I think through the course of watching the wildfires burn over the last couple of years in the West out here, it really has shown us, just like you and Mike have shared, about the sense of community and unity as people come together. And so when you ask the question of, wow, you know, how do you keep others encouraged and how do you help them see beyond that loss, I think Mike spoke to the fact of really looking at the positive as far as what they didn't lose. And I think that when I think of our town a couple of years ago, we all had to evacuate. Actually, I believe it was real close to this date 2 years ago in Los Alamos. And there was smoke burning everywhere. And we were all communicating with one another over the internet, over our phones. We actually had a dinner party here that evening. And we were sitting on our back porch, and it started raining ash on us. And several of my dinner party guests started to go back up the mountain again and were looking at flames right before their eyes up in the mountains. And so I think one of the beautiful things that got to happen in our community was everyone took it upon themselves to notify friends and neighbors and to say, how can I help you get your belongings together and move forward? And so I think drawing on those past experiences where you've had a lot of successes and kind of pulling up those bootstraps a little bit and really facing adversity or challenge in a way that really brought honor to your values and to your community is a great way to answer that, is drawing on those strengths that you already have, because I think adversity and those challenges have been with us our entire lives.
Yeah, that's great, and I really love how we talk about when it's a loss of home or something like that, as Mother Nature takes control. What if it comes with something that is outside of Mother Nature? What if it comes down to, and it's going to tie into our next subject, but I want to think about this just a little bit before we go into the next subject. If you lose your job and you lose your home because you can't pay the bills and everything's being taken away for, everything that you've worked so hard, you are in such a dark place feeling that nothing can go your way. We just went through an economical downturn that we're just starting to recover from, where you saw so much of people talking about the one percenters. You know, what do you say to someone that can't see out of their own way of what's happening, to let them say that just because your house is gone, it doesn't mean it's the worst thing?
Right. And I think that, you know, that's a huge perspective, Andrea, because relationships and people are the most important thing. I think back several years ago, I had the opportunity of going to Slidell, Louisiana, after the hurricane hit. And, you know, people lost not only their jobs, they lost their houses, they lost family members, they lost entire communities. And we were there over the Thanksgiving holiday, and the resiliency of the people that were there, it was amazing. And their stories that they would bring to us over and over again, standing in the food line when we were cooking for them. And they would look us square in the eye, Andrea and Mike and our listeners, and they would say, don't stop coming back. We need you. And so that was the overarching message that kept coming to us with every interaction that we had. And so I think just that human spirit of that desire to be connected with others and to help one another and to look to the best interest of each other, and just really through all of these adversities and challenges and devastations, it really does give us an opportunity as human beings to really dig deep into our hearts and understand what it means to love our fellow man.
And I think that it is such a wonderful way to talk about that, because when you said before, relationships and people are what matter most, it really does come down to that, I believe, because not only is it a sense of community, but it's a sense of family. And even if you don't have anything for yourself, to be able to turn to others and help them gives you a sense of peace. You know, I remember the time when I had a friend who was in school and paying for school and can barely afford to get the macaroni and cheese that was nice and cheap from the store, but she was always the first one to hand out a dollar if somebody needed it and was always there. And so it's in those moments that I always love to reflect back and think about it. Even if you're at loss, there's always something that you can give to someone else. It may not necessarily be monetary, but it could be something as simple as an ear, a shoulder, or a kind word that could help bring them up. And in the sense of when you do that for someone else, think about the times of how it makes you feel. It's about a repaying to yourself in a way that lets you also move out of that phase of feeling there's nothing you can do. It's out of your control. You are in control of yourself and how you react to things. And so with
Absolutely.
That, I want to turn over. Yeah, thank you. I want to turn to our next topic. because, you know, to talk about a loss of home and property, when you talk about Mother Nature is one thing, but I touched upon it before. You know, the aspect of the downturn of the economy, and we have all probably have experienced at one point in time the loss of a job, whether it be by our own choice, a company relocating, or the unfortunate of having to face layoffs, the downturns, the company's not doing so well, or maybe even just being fired. Now, this is a huge area where people tend to feel very victim. And it's in the situation of an individual who feels victim to, let's say, the economy. It's not their fault they lost their job. It happened to them. How could they do this to me? So I would like to touch upon the thought of a loss of a job. You're angry. You're very angry with not only the company that let you go, but with society. You feel you're due for something, but then this goes and happens. Mike, would you kindly share some of your thoughts about what it's like to help someone deal with the loss of a job? Because with your coaching on finances that you give back to your community, I'm sure this is something that comes up quite often for you.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. And unfortunately, more and more people are experiencing this, whether, like you said, through either layoffs or firings, relocations, as, you know, companies look to, you know, reduce expenses. And a lot of this, you know, some of it's in our control and some of it is out of our control. I think, you know, one of the things that is in our control is the reaction that we have to the loss. And my experience is that a lot of people often hold on to that resentment and hold on to that bitterness and that anger for way too long. And what it does is it really gets in the way of taking those next steps and moving forward and getting that next opportunity, because your future employer will sense that anger and that resentment, and they aren't necessarily in favor of bringing somebody in who's harboring those feelings. So one of the things that I try and I suggest to my clients and encourage them to do is to kind of let go of that resentment. And I think the quicker you're able to let go of that resentment and look at it as an opportunity and a stepping stone for the next thing you want to do, the better off you'll be long term. One of the ways that I really get them to start letting go is to really get them to uncover the possibilities for their future, help them discover what their passions are, help them discover if there were, you know, if there were no boundaries, no obstacles to the next thing that you wanted to do, what would that be and what would it look like for you? And when you start uncovering those opportunities for yourself, the future looks so much brighter, and it's sort of like the weight of the world is taken off their shoulders, because now there's hope, and they're reframing this job loss instead of a loss with anger and bitterness around it to opportunity with limitless possibilities. And that's been one of the most effective ways that I've been able to get my clients over the loss, looking forward into what the future may hold for them.
So, Mike, when you're saying that the letting go of the resentment, getting them to see what the future possibilities are, what kind of things when people are stuck in that moment of saying, I don't have anything else, I only knew how to do one thing, and that was taken away from me. So how are there different things that people can think about as themselves in when they're in those moments? What are some key things that they could think about that will help themselves get through that moment to uncover what that resentment is and where it comes from?
It's a great question. I think there's a couple of things. One is, I think there are two things I would say to that. One is, we have to understand that when somebody's looking to hire us, they have needs. It isn't necessarily about our needs, right? We know we need to make money to support our families, to live the lifestyle that we're interested in living. However, when companies are looking to hire us or anybody's looking to hire us, it's really about them. So one of the things that I like to recommend my clients do is really start to focus on what the needs of the workplace are and start translating them into soft skills. And this is the other side of the equation is, yes, maybe we were an office manager for a law firm. And you say, well, that's all I know. I've been doing this for 20 years. But there are certain skills that come with being an office manager that are portable to any industry. And what I think it's important for us to discover as we, you know, as we lose these jobs, as we transition from either, you know, one job to another or one career to another, is identifying soft skills such as, you know, organizational skills and people skills and the fact that you're a hard worker and you learn quickly. And really try to discover what you're made up of. And all those valuable things that all of us are made up of that really drive us, that we bring to the table that are very unique to us. And try to uncover circumstances and opportunities where those things you bring to the table are relevant. And what you end up finding out is that a lot of these soft skills, a lot of these things that we bring to the table and that make us who we are characteristics that really transfer over to many different jobs. And it really just, it's really about opening up possibilities as opposed to saying, hey, this is what I do and this is the only thing I could do and I can't do anything else. Really start discovering all the things you can do. And quite honestly, sometimes it's very difficult to do one-on-one. And I actually, in my transition in my career, I have hired a career coach. So even though I'm a coach, I have a career coach who helps me, remap what my career might look like. So sometimes it's worth the investment. You know, maybe it's a couple of $100 a month, or you know, however you may work that out with your particular coach or the person that helps you. But having an outsider really pulling out all those great things that you as an individual bring to the table could have infinite return in the future.
Yeah, Mike, one of the things that you touched upon when you talked about how you have a coach or someone may want to work with a coach, there's also the thought of when they don't have that ability to do so. And so the other thing that I would like to also suggest is work with someone that you're close with and have them challenge where your thoughts are. It's got to be someone you trust, whether it's a family member, a really close friend. Maybe it's a stranger that you barely know, but you just don't want to share some of those inner thoughts with people that you are close with. But you need someone to challenge that anger that you're facing and to help you get through to the next level. Because when you think about it, it brings to mind when we talk about, you know, the drama of life, you always have a choice. And the greatest freedom is that freedom of choice. You can choose how you respond to that situation. You can choose how you want to progress forward. It's your choice. You could stay stuck in that place of feeling a victim to it, feeling angry to others. But when you start to look at the other side of it, were you happy where you were? What was your passion in life? What are you now thinking about doing that you've never thought about before? So, Leanne, I actually want to turn to you and see, you know, as Mike was talking about all this, what was running through your head in the sense of helping people get through that thought of feeling a victim and feeling angry towards their situation?
Absolutely. You know, when you are faced with a job loss like that, there are those feelings of humiliation, failure, vulnerability, anxiety, self-pity. Man, losing your job can be a huge blow not only to your pocketbook, but it's huge to your self-worth and your ego. And, you know, the world will tell us many different ways that we have to respond to that, right? They're going to say, yeah, you should be really mad because they let you go, or you should be really frustrated that they didn't hear your side of the story. Well, what if there's another way to look at that? And so what if we, whether we're bouncing it off of a coach or a trusted friend, what if we say something like, you know, maybe this is a better opportunity for me to explore parts of my giftings that I have never even thought about before. And so I think it's a lot of it is in our attitude, and are we going to be proactive and a positive and look at what does set me apart from everybody else around me? Because when we have a loss of a job, we do have an opportunity to reevaluate our how we're spending our life, how we're spending our time, how we're spending our all of our talents and our treasures, and is it really serving your values? And I kind of keep going back to that because a lot of people forget that within their workplace, it can be serving their values as well. And so I think when we have a loss of job, that's an opportunity to let go of some of that anger and look at it as an opportunity to say, okay, what is it that I need to learn about myself? What was I not fully bringing to the table? Was I fully present in my job? Was I doing everything that I needed to do to make this company successful? And so that self-reflective piece, I believe, is something that can help move us away from that anger into a place of self-compassion as well as forward movement. Because I think staying future-focused is incredibly important. And if we stay in that place of anger and victimization, that prevents us from stepping forward.
And I think that's great because I think part of when you talk about that self-reflection is some people are just not self-reflecting, but they're reflecting back on everything else and not thinking about how they showed up in that whole experience. So
absolutely.
Thank you for those.
Andrea,
I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Mike.
You want
to
add something else?
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, if I could just add one thing because if you don't mind. When we talk about that person that we seek out, and I think somebody mentioned, Andrew, you might have mentioned a friend. The one thing I would definitely caution people on when they are reaching out to individuals to help them through this, through the particular set of circumstances they're going through, particularly with a job loss, is oftentimes our friends and the people that are around us that love us kind of have their own agenda, and oftentimes they're trying to protect us, and they inadvertently discourage us from doing things that we really are passionate about, really love to do, because they're not so sure that we could do it, you know. And if I told somebody 3 years ago that I wanted to become a life coach, in fact, I did tell somebody I wanted to be a life coach, and they basically said, oh, you can't do that. You know, there's no money in that. And I would just, you know, caution our listeners that when they are seeking out this person, you want to seek out that person who believes in you and is actually encouraging you to find that passion, to help you find what you really love to do and help you achieve it, versus suggesting that it's an impossibility for you. So I hope that comes across clearly, but and that's where to go back to the coaching process, but I think that's where the power of coaching comes in, is that we don't really have there's no judgment. We don't have an agenda. Our only agenda is helping our clients achieve what they'd like to achieve and fulfill their passions. And that's where we're kind of giving them that lift that others may, in fact, discourage.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Mike. And sometimes it is true that people will have family members or someone that feels that they know them, that individual, better than themselves. And that's why sometimes, even if it's a stranger, that it's somebody that will just challenge their thoughts, or the individual is comfortable enough to ask them that they can. But like you said, there's always that opportunity of finding someone else outside of the realm, whether it be a coach or not, to be able to ask the questions that will help bring to light what it is. You know, the third topic that I really wanted to talk about is a tough one. It is a topic that is extremely near and dear to me, and normally I'm not one for sharing personal stories, but I think when we talk about this situation, sharing the story has really helped me. And what I'd like to tell is a story about the loss of a loved one. For me, it was the loss of my mother. My parents were on a trip. They were on a cruise. And they went on an excursion through a third-party provider, not through the cruise line and who their provider was. And during this excursion, there was an accident. 12 out of the 14 American travelers, 12 out of the 14 American travelers died in an accident as the bus driver fell asleep behind the wheel and the bus went down the mountain. My mother was one of them who passed away in that accident. But I was so lucky enough that my father was one of two American survivors in that accident. And I thank my lucky stars every day that I get to look at his face. And it was very easy to think about the pain and the suffering of having someone of loss. But what I really started thinking about was, how much do I carry her around in me? How much of the things do I say or hear in other people that made me think that that's my mother? And so when I first started dealing with loss and dealing with how come this happened to us? Why did this have to happen? It doesn't make any sense. They were so happy. My father just retired. It's so unfair being caught up in that. It was hard to turn around, but then when you started thinking about, again, as we said before, relationships and people mattered. Those who I would never imagine lending an ear, being that kind word, telling me a funny story about my mother that I barely remember, it also helped me start reflecting back on what was important. Was it important for me to dwell on her being gone, or is it more important for me to think about what she's instilled in me? So, Leanne, as I share my personal story, that it's through my own triumphs and looking back and the possibilities that I saw that came out of it. Now, I know we always talk about people think things happen at random or things happen for a reason. But as you and I know, that you can find purpose in anything that has happened. And as I look back and see that what had happened in my story, it has helped me become the woman that I am today, and also why I'm also on this phone call today and developing my passion and knowing that I wanted to be remembered for someone who did for others. And not in the sense of working for a company that did a good job, here's a pat on your back, but someone who made a difference, because that's what my mother did. She made a difference. That's my own story. What do you think about people that go through that kind of situation? How do you help them start to see the other side of it?
Wow. Andrea, I just want to acknowledge your loss. And thank you so much for so humbly and vulnerably sharing that special moment in time for you. And congratulations on being able to speak about that in a way that is so incredibly encouraging to those of us who are listening. And so I'm very thankful for that and thankful that you get to share extended time with your father and really celebrate that. And, you know, I think when we look at loss of a loved one, it's very, very deep. You know, we've all heard about the stages of grief. We have all heard about how we can, every stage of grief is there for a reason, but not everybody is going to go through grief in the same way. Not everybody is going to experience loss in the same way. And I think giving somebody permission by being fully present with them and listening to them, just to express their heart and let them share what it is that's coming up for them during this loss. Because I think the world, again, is going to throw all of these ideas at you about how you are supposed to respond to to loss in your life of a loved one. There's all these assumptions and expectations that people put on us because they have been through it or watched somebody walk through a loss. And so I think to be really curious when you're with somebody, be really present with them, and help them identify what is grief to them, what is loss, and help them to talk through and think through. Because a lot of the role models in our lives, perhaps it was our parents, our clergy, our neighbor, another family member, have given us an idea of what grief really is and what it needs to look like. There's really not one way that it's supposed to be witnessed or adapted into their life. It's really an individual process that each one of us has to go through. And I think being there to encourage them, to remind them that your loved one may not be here with you on earth, but their memory does not need to go away, and that you can continue to live through the life of that person by holding on to their values, that their life message was, and, you know, kind of putting that out in your conversations, in the way you look at things. You know, maybe the flower is going to smell really different because your mom loved a rose or a lily or a hydrangea. And so I think looking at things, you know, with a completely different perspective and giving each person that presence of mind and heart just to be with them where they're at is extremely important. So just reaching out with an ear, with a shoulder, and with a curiosity, so you're not telling them how they need to believe or how they need to grieve, but just letting them be.
Oh, thank you for that. That was right on. It's always best to ask someone how they feel through that grieving period, as opposed to saying, oh, in about 6 months you'll feel this and you should be fine. Or if someone, some people still grieve 15 years later, and to tell them that, you know, you're still grieving, shouldn't you be over it by now, is not anybody else's business on how you go through the grieving process. You could still be grieving but still go move forward and find opportunities in what has happened. And like I shared in my own experience with all of that, that when I got the call about my parents' accident, it was 8:36 p.m. I was sitting in my office at work with nobody else in the building, and it made me realize that no longer do I want to be sitting here in an office to get a phone call like that, but it was time to move forward and do something for myself. What do I want to be remembered for? And so that's how I work through the grieving process, and that's how it worked for me, to see the effects in that sense. But somebody else might not. You know, the truth is we've all heard the saying, pain is inevitable, but suffering is an option. You know, it's your choice how long you want to go through it. So I find that very true. Mike, what do you want to share about your feelings on the topic of feeling the loss of a loved one?
I think you guys hit on a lot of the hot buttons that I would identify. I think, Andrea, in terms of, you said a couple of things that resonated with me in terms of finding purpose in your life and kind of realizing that, hey, I don't want to sit behind this desk for the rest of my life. I want to find purpose in my life and actually going out and doing something about it and achieving that higher purpose. So thanks for sharing, and thanks for sharing that gift. The other thing that you said earlier was how you, at the same time you were mourning the loss of your mom, you were thankful for the fact that your dad lived and that you had him to share that time with. And it seems like you appreciate, there's a certain level of appreciation for that time that you have now that maybe you might not have appreciated as much if this unfortunate thing didn't happen.
to you, because I guess sometimes we just see things a little bit more clearly in the face of adversity. So, for me personally, I've lost my parents in the last 5 years, and I was very fortunate enough to have a great relationship with them. I was able to put closure on our relationship. I was able to tell them how much I love them and how important they were to me, and really letting go of grudges. You could almost look at it like, if this was the last time I saw you, how would I feel walking away from this particular conversation or this particular or hanging up on this particular phone call? And is this something that I would want to live with the rest of my life? And what it does is it really puts you in a position to let go of grudges, to tell somebody you love them, to hug them goodbye, to do those things that you might not have done, assuming you took them for granted that they would be around forever. Because life is a very, very, as resilient as we are as individuals, that's how delicate life is too. And, any one of us could lose a loved one at any moment in time. And appreciating that really helps us appreciate life and our relationships. And, take every opportunity I can to share my love and feelings with the people who are around me. So, God forbid, it does happen. You know that you've always been a great person and no regrets around it. So, that's kind of how I try and look at it, in terms of if you lose somebody, you try and look at if there's a silver lining in that, find it. And for those who are still alive, create the opportunity, create the love that is so strong that if, God forbid, something happens, you have no regrets.
That is very true. Sometimes when you think about it, a lot of people do say, oh, I wish I had the chance. And so taking the chance while you still can, no matter what you think, it may be strange or not, the day is never too late to try and do something you've always thought about, whether it just be saying I love you to someone, or saying thank you for what you've done for me, or just saying I was just curious to see how you were doing for no reason. Say it. It doesn't matter if the other person on the receiving end may think it's a little strange. It's up to you to be able to know how you feel about it. It's about you feeling that you were moving in the right direction. One of the things I want to do before we go on to our fourth and final topic is I want to talk about what's coming up in the next coming shows in the next few days here on Life Coach Radio Network. But just as a reminder, if anybody wants to share a story or have a question for any of us as one of the hosts on the show, please give us a call at 646-716-9397. We are tweeting as we go along. Our Twitter handle is Life Coach Radio is our Twitter handle, and our hashtag is Facing Adversity. So please share your thoughts through Twitter or give us a call here. And just so you know what's coming up tomorrow, June 28th at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, that's 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, it's Free Coaching Friday. Join Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, along with Veronica Taylor of Life Leadership Coaching, and Philomena Iorio Tosaluk of Stress Coach for Body and Business, as they talk about the 3 steps to sustainable success. It's Free Coaching Friday. Just so you know, that means if you want to learn how to have sustainable success in just 3 easy steps, you want to call in. On Sunday, June 30th, we have Super Soul Sunday. Super Soul Sunday is where the coaches will follow up with a television show that is on Oprah's network called Super Soul Sunday. And who will be on that show is Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching again, Tim Billiter of Do It For Your Soul, and Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach. So they will go on live after Oprah's Super Sound Sunday TV show. So, and then we have on Monday, July 1st at 8 p.m., join Reverend Jen for spirituality speaking. So again, if you have any questions or have any comments, I think we have a caller on the line, so I'm just going to check in here and see. So hold on one second. Hello, is someone on the line here?
Yes, good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's a very interesting show. I just came across it, and I've had some pretty bizarre experiences throughout my life, and I did lose an earth angel who blessed me for 35 and a half years as a wife and everything that you could ask for, and she taught me the lesson of unconditional love and her memory, and through the experiences I've had throughout my life, a lot of negative ones, I just have empowered myself to the point where I'm now a global visionary, bringing in new paradigms to West mankind, bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, moral, and forcing companies to be more responsible for their employees, their customers, the environment and the community. In the process, I'm looking to empower women globally as well as indigenous people, and I have a business partner who's an expert in the law of attraction and a whole lot more.
Wow, that is absolutely wonderful. And you're saying that due to the loss of your partner of life, as I like to say, is part of the reason of why you chose to make these changes?
Most definitely, because people get caught up in the material world and they lose sight of the most basic things, and that is that we all came from spirit, and we're going to go back into spirit eventually. Even 100 years is like the blink of an eye in terms of eternity. You can't take the toys with you, so obviously you're here for a reason, and you accepted a mission before you came here. You may never know what it is, but what you have to do now is really get out of your head and into your heart and open up your heart to the Creator, whoever you feel that may be. Ask for divine guidance on a daily basis. And the other big keys that people tend to miss is to always be in gratitude no matter what your circumstances. They may be horrible or difficult, but you may have to learn some lessons. And then also to take action. Don't talk about things or do nothing, because it's from taking the actions that you learn and progress.
And I thank you so much for sharing your story. I really appreciate it. And something that you said has been one of those great sayings that I love to hear is you need to get out of your head and into your heart and always show gratitude. So thank you very much for joining us this evening and sharing your story. It's absolutely powerful. And the difference that you're making in this world will go very far. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And keep up the good work, everyone. God bless.
Thank you. God bless and have a good night.
Thank you.
So with now that we're closing in on our time here, I guess we're going to have to skip our last subject, although that it was an interesting one as we were talking about the loss of relationship, divorce, friendship, family members. But the truth of the matter is that you can really apply anything that we've talked about on the other three topics to the same thing. If you feel that you are the one at the loss, that you are the victim, whether it be of circumstance or the other person, what are you gaining out of the situation? Instead of focusing on what the negative impact is on it, try to decide what it is that you as an individual now have the choice to make. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask each of my guests for some final thoughts, starting with you, Mike. Why don't you share some of your final thoughts and let me know, the folks know if they're interested in talking with you, how they could reach you.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, some final thoughts. I think you just touched on a couple of them. I think we just continue to look for the opportunity, be genuine to ourselves, and really find, you know, dig deep, peel back the onion, find out what really drives us, and pursue that, you know, and try and pursue that.
and at the same time, leave your legacy behind. We want to be we want to be somebody who people see as someone who's been a loving, giving individual, always willing to give back. And the more you give, the more you get, and it's an incredible, it's an incredible feeling. And sometimes giving is somewhat selfish because of the great feeling that it gives you when you do give and you see how you touch people's lives. So just, you know, and I tell younger people that I coach to just be yourself. That's what you can bring to the table every day. Bring yourself, be true to yourself, and everything falls into place. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, probably the easiest thing right now is on via email at m.giasi, that's G-I-A-S-I, at AOL.com. Or you can text me or call me at 732-616-8955. That's my cell phone. So feel free to leave a message. If I don't happen to pick you up, I will call you back. And, Andrea,
thank you
for the opportunity to be on the show.
Great. Thank you very much for your participation and all your words this evening, Mike. It was great to work with you here. And now I'd like to turn to Leanne, if you could share some of your final thoughts and how people could get in touch with you.
Absolutely. You know, we've probably all heard the quote of, if we wake up tomorrow morning with the only things that we thank God for today, are we going to be okay with that? And so as we all contemplate that thought for just a minute, that peace of having a very grateful spirit, that gratitude is incredible. Every day is a gift, and every person in your life that has been allowed to walk into your life is a gift to you. And so whether you're experiencing loss of a job, loss of a loved one, loss of a relationship, maybe loss of your identity, that really stop for just a moment and realize the gratitude in all of that and let somebody know that you're really thankful for them. Our words are powerful. And, you know, like Mike said, he used one of my favorite words, and that is legacy. And we really are leaving a legacy every day. And we have an opportunity and a challenge before us every day to decide what we want our legacy to look like. And so that, you know, that would kind of be my closing thought, that frustrations, all those emotions, everything can bubble up for us over and over again. But searching for that glimmer of hope that we hold on to wherever our faith base is, and just be fully and utterly grateful. So, and if people would like to get a hold of me, I would love to speak with you. As Andrea shared at the beginning, I am the Walk Your Talk coach. You can find me at www.walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Leanne the Coach. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. I am plugged into all of those areas. You may also reach me on my business line. It is 505-412-1817. And Andrea, thank you again for allowing me to be part of this call tonight and to be able to share with you your story. We all have a story that's extremely important. Our listeners, our callers, and each one of us. And so thank you for helping us all realize our voice and that we all have something really important to bring to the table.
Thank you, Leanne. It's been wonderful to have you on the show again with me. And Mike, having you as a first time with me was also wonderful. Your thoughts on these topics, they were very tough topics to talk about. People don't like hearing how there's always possibility in the worst event that could happen. You just don't get it. But the truth is, we all do. Each one of us has been there, has faced adversity in some shape or form. Whether it be that I've lost a parent, or I've lost a job, or I've lost a piece of me out of everything that has gone on, I've always been able to see what lies ahead. And if I couldn't, I'd start asking, what is it that I really want? Who am I really? when I look in the mirror, is this the person I'm proud to say I am? Is this how I want to leave my legacy in the world today? And so when I ask myself those questions and really think about what's important to me, what's important to the ones that I love and care about, and what's important to the strangers around me that I could actually make a difference with, that's how I start figuring out to get out of that anger, to get out of that feeling of a victim, to just move forward and start seeing that I can make a difference. And whether you feel you could do the same thing or not is truly up to you, because I said the greatest freedom is the freedom of choice, and the choice is yours. So that's my closing thought. And again, if there's anything that you feel has resonated with you based on anything that I have said, I am the owner of New Perspectives Communication, New Perspectives with an S, Communication without an S. You can reach me at Andrea at newperspectivescommunication.com. My website is www.newperspectivescommunication.com. I am on Facebook, and I as well on Twitter. My handle is at How You Say It. If there's any information that you liked on our show today, please send us the information. You could follow Life Coach Radio on Facebook as well. And on Twitter, we are Life Coach Radio. Our handle is at Coach Host Radio. So if there's anything that you like to share, again, Life Coach Radio Network is our Facebook page. For closing, I'd like to thank both of my guests for being on the show tonight. To all of our listeners, we hope you enjoyed the past hour and you found it engaging, enlightening, and now have some ideas to focus on a path to get you to where you want to be. Life is too short, and you only get one shot at it. So make sure you are enjoying all of it, all of your time, and all the experiences in it. I'd like to say goodnight to everyone. Have a wonderful evening. And the next time I will be on Life Coach Radio Network is July 19th. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.